Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Please, listen to me and help save your future. You might think I live in an abandoned moon base just because I get off on that sort of thing. Well, you're wrong. The rest of the galaxy is in flames. Also, I get off on this sort of thing. This transmission comes from a time of adventure, wonder, and above all else, moles. Oh, would that Tank Reynolds had become a Wonder Master instead. But alas, he sealed his fate. And our own!
Okay, come right in, okay? And take a seat. I will see if the professor is ready for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So your name again?
Dr. Richard Summersby, PhD.
That sounds very impressive. I will go and tell the professor you are here, Dr. Richard Summersby, PhD.
Columbus University.
Okay, Columbus. That's a lot of information for me to hold in my head. So, can I call you Dick Summersby? Dr. Dick Summersby. Is that fine? Can I do that?
My friends call me Summerballs.
Summerballs. Dr. Dick Summerballs is here to see the professor. Dr. Dick Summerballs is here to see the professor.
Don't make it sound like it's a joke, though.
I'm not. It's just, there's something about the way I phrase things. It makes it sound like I'm making fun of them, but I'm not. Dr. Dick Summerballs.
Okay.
PhD.
My good friends call me that. That's all I'm saying.
I will see if he's in.
Okay.
All right, just a moment. Excuse me, Professor?
Yes, Rajit?
There is a Dick Summerballs, PhD, MD doctor here to see you.
Oh, Dick Summerballs.
Yes, Dick Summerballs is here
to excellent.
See you.
Yes, show him in.
So you know him?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm a good friend of his. That's why I can call him Dick Summerballs.
Let me prepare some tea.
Great.
And I will be back. Care for a biscuit?
Sure. Well, you know what? We might both have biscuits.
All right, biscuits and teas. He seems like he has something very important to tell you. So
I imagine he does. He was doing some research for me.
Oh, really? Well, don't start until I get back, because I want to hear this. I'm back. Tea's ready.
Excellent. Dick, good to see you.
Clive!
Yes?
It's so good to see you
again. It's good
again.
To see you, but I'm terribly excited. Did you get the dirt samples? Did you test the minerals? Did you see if there was evidence?
Yes, yes. I did all of those things. First, in order, here are the dirt samples in corresponding vials.
Excellent.
So this is the dirt sample from the Mugabe Desert.
Oh.
Confidential.
My assistant. This is Rajit. He's my assistant.
I'm his personal assistant. I will be sitting in on this meeting.
Okay. This is this dirt here from the Mugabe Desert. Over here is dirt from the Great Plains.
Oh.
Could you please save your ooze until we've presented all the dirt?
There are many samples.
It's really impressive. Okay, all right.
So here's,
hold this till the end.
A dirt vial from the Kawarthas region, a dirt vial from New South Wales, a dirt vial from the Arctic.
Excellent.
Dig deep.
Of course you did.
More Arctic tundra dirt.
Is there enough evidence to prove our theory?
Exactly the same. Each pile of dirt was exactly the same. Our theory is correct.
The dirt on multiple parts of the planet are all from the same place. I think it's from inside the planet. Someone is bringing the dirt out from inside.
Ah.
I think this establishes the theory And I have all these papers here to prove there are many sightings of a man who is in charge of the moles.
Take a look at these photographs. Look at this. The same gentleman was seen in each of those locations you mentioned. Thick glasses, rubber gloves to the elbow, and an apron.
Are those not municipal sanitary workers?
You think so, but that's how he gets away with it. He looks like a municipal sanitation worker at every location he goes to, and yet he comes and goes from the earth.
Right. Right! Right?
Yes, I believe that this man is a mole man.
Take a look at this, Clive. I extracted these with great care from around the samples. Mole prints. Some small, some large, some very large. As though there's some megafauna mole.
Megafauna mole?
Megafauna mole.
That's yes.
A very large mole hybrid? Some species never been discovered before.
Like the ancient South American elephant-sized sloth.
Of course. Oh, in this book, there are tales from South America, legends of creatures that are large moles. I bet this is where that legend comes from.
I have an audiobook of the same book.
You do?
Let me just turn it on.
Yes, hello. And welcome to the audiobook of Mysterious Animals from South America. This one is a giant mole. Look at it. Look at the picture. On page 32, look at the picture of how big it is. It's big, right? This thing was said to have died 40,000 years ago. Who said it? No one knows. Who killed it? Probably hunters or insects or asteroids. 100 asteroids hit South America. Off of those asteroids, insects came and hunted.
You know what? I'm going to stop the book there. I think we get the point that this animal is a legendary South American creature, or at least is a legend in South America.
What a terrible audiobook.
It had no propulsive narrative. It was terrible. It was just directing us to the book that was in front of us to look at it.
Hey, you would need to buy both the book and the audiobook. That's terrible.
It's redundant. Clear, though. Yes, it is very redundant. It is clear that this and our facts combined prove that these animals exist. And there is a man in all of these photos that is clearly the master.
You're telling me that the moles have, first of all, united, large and small, and mega size.
Megafauna size.
And are under control of one single human man?
It would seem to be that way. This man shows up at all these locations.
Who is that man?
That is what our next mission is.
Professor?
Yes?
Dr. Summerballs?
Yes?
The jet is ready. I have fueled it, and I have stocked it with bourbon.
Excellent, Richie.
It is time for me to pilot you to South America.
Here we go. Thank you for welcoming us to South America.
As president of Buenos Aires and Argentina in general, I wish to thank you for visiting our humble, tiny, and backwards country.
Can I ask you something?
Yes?
Do you ever narrate audiobooks?
Yes, I do. Have you heard my work?
I think I heard your work in a Legendary Animals of South America book.
Oh, I did that one just recently, right before Da Vinci Code.
Oh, very well done.
Now, I know this is not probably appropriate, but could you autograph the audiobook for me?
Of course, with my bite marks.
If you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful. What an impression.
So, we are here to find this giant mole that is a legend in your books. Where should we start?
It is said, I don't know if you listened to their book, but it is said they died out 40,000 years ago.
Well, we got that.
No one says who said it or knows, but I think a mountain of asteroids fell from the sky and from it insects came and hunted them.
Interesting.
Oh. It's just a theory.
So where should we start to look for these things?
Well, I saw one over the hill over there about a month and a half ago.
Let's start over the hill. Summerballs, you with me?
I'm right here.
Put that drink down and stop talking to that girl.
I'll just be right back. Listen, Harry hung out with a guy named Summerballs.
One time, but it didn't end well.
This would probably be pretty consistent with that. So, I'll see you later.
All right, let's go. Just over that hill, here we go.
All right, let me bring the bags.
Yes,
I have to carry all of these bags by myself.
I'll take one bag. Now let's just slowly peek over this hill to make sure.
Oh,
mole army.
Look at them, Arj.
Where did they get tiny helmets?
Marching in synchronicity.
Look at them with their noses all twitching in unison.
And there, behind them all, riding atop a megafauna mole thing.
That's the man in the picture.
Yes, look. Long rubber gloves to his elbow, thick glasses, and an apron. It's him.
He must be cleaning up for the city.
Let's hear what he's saying. Can we hear him from here?
Oh, wait. I've got my, here. You've heard of the Whisper 2000.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Well, I ordered 3.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Excellent.
Oh, that's perfect. I'll put one on.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Okay.
And we can zoom in on his voice.
All right, moles, listen to me. This is our chance. You've trained for years for this. We're gonna go underneath Buenos Aires, chew out the foundation, and cut it free. Then we're going to tow it into the mid-Atlantic and turn it into our base of operations.
That's Tank Reynolds.
What?
Clive, that's your father!
It is.
Will, you should go down and talk to him. Talk him out of this crazy plan!
Well, I already... It's a ridiculous plan. Moles don't like the water at all. Why would they take Buenos Aires out to the ocean?
Does it matter? He's clearly their master!
All right. I'm going to go down and say something. Cover me with the Whisper 2000s.
Done.
Excellent. Done. That's easy. We can do that.
Excuse me. Dad?
What?
It's been a long time, Clive.
Yes, it has. I haven't seen you in a decade at least.
Yeah, you've grown into quite a man.
You've grown into a mole master of some sort.
Listen, after your mother died...
Please, I can't even talk about mother dying.
That's always been the problem with you, hasn't it, Clive? You could never address the fact that your mother was dead.
Please, I can't talk about mother being dead.
She's dead.
Stop.
Clive.
Please.
She won't be back.
I can't.
Clive, listen. I'm on my deathbed. You must listen and do as I say.
Yes, mother.
Don't ever talk about me being dead.
I won't. You're never gonna be.
I told you I'm on my deathbed.
It doesn't mean you're automatically gonna die.
Yes, that's what that means. I'm on my deathbed. It's a deathbed.
Well, get out of it then.
I can't. I'm too weak.
I'll pull you out and then you won't die.
Do you see that death button?
Why did we have that installed?
Just press that.
You killed her, Clive. Please, you pushed the death button.
Please, she told me to.
And you did.
For
and
her.
I've never forgiven you, Clive. That's why I turned to the moles.
Exactly. Why did you turn to the moles?
Because moles are blind. They're soft-bodied. Two things you never were.
Hey. Go on.
They love the darkness. And the moles, they respect me, Clive. They look up to me. Because they're much lower to the ground than I am. Don't you see? They look up to me, literally.
They look up to you, but they're blind. They don't see you for what you really are.
And what is that, Clive? What am I really?
You're a horrible, horrible man and an even worse father.
Moles, to my side.
Regine, are you hearing this?
Oh my god, we should get down there and do something!
I don't know, it sounds like a really personal moment. Do you think we should just let it play out?
You know, I think they need to reconcile or something.
Let's give him 5 more minutes.
5 minutes, I'll set my watch.
Dad, you can't dig out the foundations of Buenos Aires and float it out to sea.
And why is that, Clive?
Because your moles will drown at sea.
Shh. They don't know they can't swim.
This is a suicide mission for your moles?
Yes.
You're their master.
I know. Have you smelled them?
They're pretty rank.
They're covered in their own excrement.
Oh,
reminds me of someone else I know.
Easy, Dad.
Rajit.
Yes?
I don't know, man.
It sounds like it's escalating instead of resolving.
I don't want to hear any more personal stuff about Clive. He's my buddy.
Take a look at this in this carpet bag I brought along.
Tasers.
Tasers. We need to go down there and taser them both.
Taser them all. Each and every mole.
That's a lot of... I only have 4 cartridges.
Okay, let's start with the humans.
That's one for him, one for his father.
Two each,
just to make sure.
Yeah, let's get in there.
Dad, please. Stop your moles from digging.
I can't stop them. I've given them a fail-safe command. I trained them to respond to the word dig, and they're doing it.
Well, I'm gonna... Stop digging! Don't dig, moles! I am the son of the mole master, and you will not dig.
Moles! I countermand that. Dig!
No, I countermand his countermand.
I supersede that command.
Stop
digging!
Don't dig!
Taser attack!
Why are you tasering me?
You too, old man!
Oh!
All right, Reggie. We've just got a minute to figure this out.
All right. Okay, the moles seem to be in a state of confusion. It may be our chance to get in there and assert one of ourselves as mole master.
Do we have to take out the current master?
Well, he's unconscious along with his son. I'll take his gloves.
And I will take his goggles.
And I'll handle the apron.
Okay, and between the two of us...
We look like him.
Okay.
But stay very close to me, though, because moles are easily confused, okay?
Okay.
Stay right close to my side and move when I move.
All right, here we go. Putting on the goggles.
All right, gloves.
All right, hear us now, moles. We are your masters.
Yes, moles. Bow down to us.
And do our bidding?
They're turning this way. They're coming towards us, but they're baring their fangs.
They're angry and hungry. Should we wake up the mole master?
I think we should do that. Yeah, we should wake him up and find out.
Oh, all right. Clive, let's wake up Clive.
Yes,
Clive,
wake up Clive.
Son of mole master.
Clive, smelling salts there.
Why did you idiots taser me?
We were caught up in the heat of it.
It felt right.
What are these? You have the moles? You're dressed up like the moles. Hear me, son of mole master. Stop.
They're responding to his voice. It must be of the similar timbre as his father.
Moles, listen.
They respect the bloodline.
Ah. Moles, you do not need to take the foundations out from Buenos Aires. If anything, you need to support Buenos Aires, for they worship you as legendary creatures.
Just hear this audiobook.
We respect and love the mighty mole. We bow down and we kiss it. We kiss and stroke the mole. The mole is fed and bathed and cradled and rocked to sleep, after which we slaughter and eat it.
I'm going to stop the book right there, but you get the point. You're well taken care of, moles. There's no need for you to destroy the earth or the people of Buenos Aires and float them out to sea. So please, just stay in peace and know that the people of Buenos Aires revere you. And so does the son of the mole master.
Wow. Well done, Clive.
Oh, they seem to be turning around.
They're starting to bite each other. Oh, wow. God.
Oh, God. Why do they...
What a...
Ew. What did you say?
They should just relax.
Oh, they're eating each other. They're devouring each other's bodies. It's some kind of self-destruct mechanism.
My God. Is one going to survive, or are they all just going to consume each other in a circle?
Well, it's clear the great big one is eating this. God, he's the only one left.
Look at that.
He's even bigger. Bloated with 100,000 moles.
Huge distended belly.
He's the mega, mega faunamole.
Here he comes.
Saddle him!
Let's ride, gentlemen.
Wait, your father.
Leave him. I've had enough of him. Let's ride this mole to freedom.
Reynolds, Mole Master, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Dick Summerballs, PhD, the audiobook voice and president of Argentina, and Clive's mother, Lee Smart as Rajit, the girl at the party, and Tank Reynolds, Mole Master, and Nug Nargang as Clive Reynolds, son of Mole Master, recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Mark your calendars for the weekend of March 10th. It's the Toronto Comic Con, and Illusionoid has a table at the convention. Not only that, we'll be doing a live show at Comedy Bar the evening of March 10th. The show starts at 9:30 p.m., and tickets are only $10, or $5 with the secret password you can only get from us at Comic Con. But regular listeners should be able to guess it. After all, you're very bright. Check out our Facebook community page for all the details, and give us a like while you're there. Illusionoid is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Check us out at Illusionoid.com or join the Illusionoid group on Facebook and send your suggestions to us. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.